Started in the nosebleeds, now I'm on the flow seas. First pick talent, undreaded to the home team. Sleeping on a nigga, now I'm living in my own dream. You can call me coach, cuz now I'm on my own team. Fuck your opinion, these matters are fact. Just look at the stats. Just look at the stats. Fuck your opinion, these matters are fact. Fuck your opinion, these matters are fact. Just look at the stats. Just look at the stats. Fuck your opinion.
Yo, what's good? We back with another episode of the Stats First Facts podcast, where men lie, women lie, numbers lie, but the facts don't. And we're up here, that's all we speak. And we also don't believe in what ifs. Throw that in there, too. But I'm your host, Ian. Got the squad back together finally. Brian, Shane, what's good with y'all?
Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year. Real quick, how was y'all little break? It was like we had our own Christmas break.
Yeah, the pod.
It was cool.
Yeah, cool. Just losing bets, for real.
For sure. That's on nothing new.
Dallas cheated.
Oh, yeah, week 17 was crazy. Week 16 was crazy, too, bro. But this is not an overreaction episode. This is actually a preview episode of week 18, which is the final week of the season. And if I'm not mistaken, this is the second year in a row we've had 17 games, right? The third year.
Third.
It's the third year we have 17 games?
Mm-hmm.
Third year. Oh, man. So... And then, real quick, not off top, but we just getting started. But it'd be funny when people are like, these receivers and running backs, they're about to break these records, but it doesn't count because it's in 17 games. But the record the other dudes broke were 12-game records. Like, the Jerry Rice record that Randy Moss broke was a 12-game season. And some of his records, he didn't even play the whole 12 games, Jerry Rice. So that's just, stuff like that is fun. It's random. But, this is week 18. My bad. Week 18. And... some divisions are still up for grabs. I think the AFC South, which is Texans and Jags and all them, are still up for grabs. I think Chiefs lock theirs up and are resting their players because they are locked into the third seed no matter what.
Yeah.
Who else locked up? Obviously, Niners and Ravens have locked up both conferences, not just divisions. What else we got?
I heard some news that the Bills could possibly miss off of some weirdo
stuff. Yeah, that's a weird scenario. They need to win, and they definitely need to win to get in. But if they win and somebody else loses, they'll get the 2 seed. But if they lose and somebody else win, they're out the playoffs, which is crazy. I don't know why I'm having a hard time pulling up the schedule. I know we play the Cowboys. They're sending Sam Howell out one more time to die.
Hey, Yankee hat.
Who else? Why is this, bro? I'm over here clicking all these links trying to find this schedule. This is crazy.
You can't find a schedule. Let's pull the fantasy up.
That's what I was thinking about doing too. Yeah, when one of y'all pull up, Drifting Sports Book.
I'm just typing NFL Week 18. I pulled the standings up.
I'm on Google.
The schedule, you wanted like standings?
No, schedule.
Okay, I got it.
Yeah. Appreciate it. Come on. Oh, see. Dang, I didn't know Saturday games, too. All right. Brian, this is actually your segment, man. We start off with your segment first. Because this is the picks of the week. So I'm actually going to pass the phone right now.
it's kind of tough because...
we don't know who's playing for sure. We don't know how they're going to play.
Yeah. But
let's start off with your... What we do? Lock.
Lock.
Upset. And game of the week.
Yeah.
And trash of the week. Like, what's the worst game?
The trash bowl?
I don't know. Yeah, that sometimes be your best game, too. Two trash teams.
Nah, for real. I mean, game of the week obviously going to be Bills Dolphins.
Okay.
Yeah, determine who won't win that division.
It could also be Giants Eagles. No troll.
No, that's a troll.
The Eagles, didn't they lose 3 straight? Or they lost 3 out of their last,
3 out of 4, I think.
Okay, and they lost to the Cardinals.
Okay. That would mean it'll be game of the week.
Yeah, it could be game of the week, man.
So, lock. What you got as a lock?
Don't you say that.
No, Cowboys covering. 13 points against us.
Oh, my God. So the man not even doing money line. He's just doing...
they covering that.
And it has to be. Of course, it's at home.
I'm mad they changed the time to 4:25. Like,
bro, I'm looking at the schedule now on ESPN, and it shows you the ticket prices. Let's play a game. Brian and Shane, pull up the schedule, too, on your phone.
I got the schedule.
Okay, so what game do y'all think has the cheapest tickets?
The cheapest tickets?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hold on, let me see. No.
Probably the Panthers game, if it's at...
It's Panthers. Yeah, tickets start at $13.
I'm gone.
Let's see if y'all get the top three. Commanders are not one. Commanders are 70.
Like top three lowest?
Yeah, top three lowest.
Okay.
Is it
the highest is easily Bills and Dolphins. They're the only one.
Yeah, for sure.
They're the only one over 125, and they start at 286. The second highest is 122.
Mm.
That's also a primetime game too, though.
Yeah.
How about the?
I'm gonna say Jaguars Titans gotta be cheap.
Yep, that's the second one.
Okay.
They're tied for second, actually. I'm sorry. Okay. They're $19.
Oh, $19.
You
said one more game that's 19?
Mm-hmm. I feel like you might not. It's kind of
it's the Jets
weird
game.
Nope. Jets are 30. Started 33.
Gotta be the Giants.
Nope.
No. Colts?
Nope.
I know CJ is in town, but dang.
Okay. Chiefs, Chargers.
Nope.
Give me.
They're the third. They're third. I mean, they will be third or fourth if you look at it, because like I said, it's two tied at 19.
Oh,
okay. The game is Seattle and Cardinals.
That's what I was about to say next.
I know that's kind of surprising. I don't guess.
It makes sense.
So your lock of the week is
my bad. Cowboys covering definitely.
All right, game of the week is Buffalo and Miami.
Mm-hmm.
An upset, what you got?
Oh,
that's the hardest one this week.
For real.
Because you can't say, like, Rams over Niners, because Niners are resting their people.
Mm-hmm. Upset of the week.
Ooh. I see what it was.
I know, there's a couple. There's one I want to be bold and say.
That.
Panthers upsetting the Bucks, Saints win the division.
Ooh. So that's a 2-1. I thought you were gonna go either, you know, I know you hate Detroit, Minnesota over Detroit, or Chicago over Green Bay.
I was looking at Chicago as a potential upset, but they still close enough. It wouldn't be surprising based on the run that Chicago's been on lately if they beat Green Bay. Green Bay's been kind of inconsistent, but yeah, I think the Buccaneers messed up not clinching the division last week against the Saints,
mm-hmm.
and you know you want to lock those things up. And it's not like the Panthers are going to be hurt in like draft status wise if they win this game because they didn't. Well, they clinched the top seed. They clinched the top pick for Chicago anyway.
Right.
So, yeah, I got the Panthers upsetting the Bucks.
So, Brian's parlay on the Stats Factor podcast is, what, actually, can you give a winner to Buffalo and Miami so we can put this in the parlay? Or just covering, somebody covering something?
Dolphins money line.
All right, so we got Brian's ticket is Dolphins money line.
I'm about to put that in on
Panthers money line. And Dallas minus 13 over Washington. What you think about that, Shane?
I'm not mad at it. The one that probably has the best odds got to be that crazy Dallas spread. Because like that's not a spread to play with, man.
Yeah, them double-digit spreads are always tricky.
Shit, not against the Commanders.
Nah, shit,
the last few times they've been double-digit underdogs, the team is easily covered.
All right, well, let's
run. That parlay gets you plus 1244.
Oh, that's straight.
Yeah.
So $10 gets you 120 something, right?
Yeah, 124. Yeah. Put that in. Put that in.
All right, bet. So let's run through these games, man. Cleveland at Cincinnati, what we got? Shane, we'll start with you.
Cleveland.
Game by game.
Ooh. Cleveland. Should be an interesting game. Flacco is looking like he's beating Father Time right now.
All the memes is right, though. Said, bro's playing against Palomar and Ed Reed. He's not worried about this.
Can I pause you real quick?
Sure.
They announced that they're not going to play Flacco.
Oh, so then they're in the playoffs already?
Yeah, I think they're locked in where they are.
Oh, yeah. Then I don't care about who's in that game.
You still got picked.
Oh. Give me a...
Then that's the game.
I thought maybe... Who's starting? Is it like PJ or somebody else?
I'm assuming so.
For the finals?
Yeah,
I have no idea.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like I saw that they're not. Yeah, because Cincinnati's favorite.
Because what's in the eight? Number 17 hurt for them still? Dorian, the three?
Yeah, he got hurt last week, actually, I think. Yeah, let me just
get hurt last week.
I thought he took a snap. Maybe it was 2 weeks ago. But he filled in for Flacco for like a drive or something.
Yeah, I do remember that. Yeah, Flacco had to get right back up.
Yeah, the Bengals are 7-point favorites, so they definitely not playing Flacco.
The Bengals.
Yeah, Flacco's
Cleveland must be rushing their defense too.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I'm like,
I don't think they're going. This is going to be like third preseason game type roster.
All right, Minnesota and Detroit. Why you get this one?
I'm gonna go with Detroit. They still playing for something. They're gonna be pissed off that they got screwed.
Yeah, that was just crazy.
Lost me 200.
I got Jacksonville and Tennessee. I just want to say I saw the Gridiron Heights, you know, the little Bleach Report cartoon series they do. And they had a clip of Trevor Lawrence was like, am I the reason we're bad or am I the reason we're barely relevant? He was like, something like that. I'm like, yeah, bro. I really don't know. I don't know what it is with this Jags team. I've been on the train all year, though, so I'm going to take Tennessee over Jacksonville just to ruin Jacksonville's hopes. I think Calvin Ridley is a free agent this year, too, ain't he?
Yeah.
That's going to be very interesting. Because he hasn't. Still might be.
Did we do the Saturday game?
Nope. What's the set? Oh, damn. Let me go back to that. So, Pittsburgh, Baltimore. Let's do that. Everybody do that one.
Yeah, just say Pitt.
Baltimore's resting everybody?
Yeah.
Got to.
Wonder if that will ruin Lamar's MVP chance. Not ruin. It should. Roxy.
49ers resting Purdy, too.
All right, keep going. I hate that he's even in that.
Yeah.
Houston and Colts. That's why I couldn't
find this could have been game of the week, too. Low key.
Yeah. For sure.
I'm going to stick with Houston.
Same. Shane.
It's my boy, man. CJ. I got it.
Houston's out.
Michael Pittman has 104 catches this season?
Yeah, he has been a little relevant, especially for
I know you hate, bro, but that picking stat was crazy. 1,000 yards on 50 catches, bro. That's just insane.
That's the Niners stats, right?
Bro, and I think it was like two games he had like 30% of that 1,000 yards.
Jets and Patriots. Shane, back to you.
Man, that's going to be my toilet bowl for real.
You know what, dude? That's terrible.
I'm just going to go with the Jets because all they really have is Bryce Hall, and they're just going to keep feeding the ball to him.
And Q said he wants our league to go 2 weeks. This is a perfect example why playoffs should not be 2 weeks, because this week would be awful for everyone in fantasy.
Yeah.
Brian, do you have Saints? You said you have Saints beating the Falcons.
Yeah.
So let's skip that one. I'll just skip that one, too. Green Bay and Chicago for you.
I'm not surprised the Bears win. I'm picking the Packers. Jordan Love. First of all, can we just address something real quick? What are the Packers doing in terms of, like, what black magic they're practicing up there? They're for, like, 30 years straight, they've had a Friday night quarterback. It's not fair. It's not fair.
And Jordan Love has had terrible weapons this
oh
season.
Oh, my God. And it's about to pass 4,000 yards and it's over 30 touchdowns. Must be nice. Yeah, Packers winning that.
Bro, that tweet, I think it was, I don't know if you sent it to the group or you just put on the timeline when it was like, Fields to the Commanders of the second pick should be a no-brainer. Like, dog, obviously we shouldn't do that, but the Bears, if they had that opportunity, just to think what you do, if you have the first and second pick plus, you know, another top 10, you get Caleb, Marvin, and then a tackle. Dog, the Bears are rebuilt overnight.
Crazy.
Denver and Vegas is me. That's another toilet bowl game. Denver's already eliminated in the playoffs, right?
Yeah.
And they're benching Russ, so he doesn't hit that contract.
Give me Vegas.
Oh, let me see. We'll still fight for the playoffs.
I'm going to take Vegas. Shane, it's up to you, though. Philly, Giants. You picking your boys?
No, not this time.
This is the time, man. I didn't want to do this, but I know you said you wanted to. Is this the time you want to bring up your mans in this debate again? The six-year-old debate? Do you want to do it?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, for context, Brian doesn't even know about this. Me, Shane, and G have had two intense debates in the last, let's say, decade. Yeah. Like, it's two specifically. Mm-hmm. And they're not, you know, the Brady, Manning. It's not Jordan, no. LeBron. It's nothing like that. They have been Kyle Lowry versus Goran Dragic. Another one was Tyrod Taylor versus Ryan Tannehill. Shane took Dragic and Shane took Taylor. Mm. And I took the other side. I took Tannehill and Kyle Lowry. Mm. So, boom. We had this debate while Tannehill was a starter in Miami and Tyrod was basically, we knew he was on the decline in Buffalo. Mm-hmm. But Shane was still saying, like, nah, this dude's still better. And I'm like, nah, Tannehill's not that big. I'm not saying Tannehill was ever elite. But, you know, he still was a starter majority of his career. Tyrod Taylor has had bad luck, for sure, especially with that Chargers thing. For those who don't know, I think the doctor, like, stuck the needle in the wrong place or something
and messed up.
Punched his lung. So, Shane, go now that they know the context. I don't know why their points you're bringing back up literally 6-7 years later after this debate, but go ahead.
Well, it started mainly because I finally saw the great Goran Dragic. He retired from the Heat / NBA. And I was like, dang, let me go check to see. I was like, wait, I already know that Lowry's still playing.
He got a ring since our debate.
Yeah, so I can't bring that up to end. But then I seen Tyrod throwing darts this last week to the same bums that Jordan Love's throwing to be honest. Even worse, probably. Even worse. But I was like, wait. Tannehill, he kind of had a weirdo. Like, you know, they drafted Levis. They weren't going to start with him. Then he turned into, like, some prototype stuff. And then Tannehill got hurt, so they had to put Levis out there, and then they were doing, I don't think they were doing the Levis-Willis thing, but they put Levis out there, then Levis got hurt, so they brought back Tannehill, and I was like, you know what, it's time to say, if they got all these issues when it comes to injuries, and, you know, he's the leader of this run-heavy offense who is barely even connecting with DeAndre Hopkins, definitely on a way worse clip than Levis, it's time to bring it back up, man. I know it was one game out of the whole season.
No, not just out of the season. Out of 6 years, we haven't brought this debate back up.
And literally.
Such a random debate.
It's because I saw him playing in a good old Giants uniform, man. I know. And I just had to address the elephant in the room.
No, I knew you were going to use this. It's not an elephant in the room. It is not. Because nobody was thinking about it but you. So, Brian, what you think, bro? Whose career would you rather have? Tannehill?
Ant in the room, bro.
Tyrod Taylor or Ryan Tannehill? Whose career would you rather have?
You might be on the seat.
Tyrod.
I told you he would say that, too.
Yeah, I'm choosing Tyrod for two reasons.
Because he's black?
That, too. But he has a ring with the Ravens. And he bagged Dre. There's nothing else to talk about. There's nothing else to talk about. Because how did Tyrod Taylor bag Dre?
I forgot. I
think they're still together.
I'm talking about the ring part.
He was the backup.
With Flacco?
He was the backup. Flacco was backup.
Bro, I probably knew that. But that was probably about 10 years ago now, right?
Yeah, it was a break. But yeah, he has a ring that he bagged Dre. Ryan Tannehill who?
Yeah, Tanny.
But now, even still, I think...
she's chewing on her side.
Yeah, that's hilarious. I think when you look at their careers, it is like, granted, Tannehill did get like a crazy, somewhat crazy bag. And him being a first round pick matters, but at the end of the day, I feel like you can say Tannehill underachieved, where Tyrod Taylor kind of overachieved a bit. So if that's my lasting legacy with fans, then I'll be the overachiever. I'll take Tyrod. Plus, I was a Tyrod fan coming out of college.
I was a Tyrod fan, but this is one of them. Obviously, like I said, this is a weird bit.
You don't want me to get it?
Yeah, you can give it to her. All
right. She's going to probably get mad.
No, she should let you get it. I'm just pulling up these stats real quick. So, career. Let's
I think my favorite fan of him.
For sure.
This is for the viewers.
Does have a Pro Bowl.
And this is for the viewers, for real.
This is for the viewers. So Tyrod has 11,838 passing yards.
Okay.
With 64 touchdowns.
Okay.
So 11,064. Tannehill has 34,000 yards and 214 touchdowns.
He's still not better, bro. I don't care. Stats versus facts, bro.
All right,
you heard it here first.
All right, man. Is that all you want to end your 6 year old debate on now? Can we retire?
Once the TikTok people in the comments retire, is when I retire.
So for AI purposes, boom. Ryan Tannehill, Tyrod Taylor. Whose career would y'all rather have? Y'all let us know. So back to these scheduling. Giants, Eagles. Who you got?
Taking the Eagles.
All right. Brian, do you Seattle and Cardinals?
I got Seattle.
Me, Kansas City, Chargers. This is another toilet bowl. I honestly think with Mahomes playing, this is still a toilet bowl game.
Definitely.
I don't know, actually.
Who's even the Chiefs backup quarterback?
He's a known dude, too. I was about to say Blake Bortles, but the other.
Is it Blaine Gabbert?
Blaine Gabbert.
Oh, yeah, it is Gabbert. Gavin
versus Eastman Stitt.
Yeah, give me Chargers.
Why does Gavin have like 300?
Bro, if he does.
Them parlays won't go crazy on the backups this week.
He does. Mahomes not one no more. Rams at Niners. Are Rams eliminated?
Nah, they still.
Okay.
I think they're locked. Actually, no, they're locked in the playoff spot.
Oh.
That's why Carson Wentz started.
Shane, Rams and Niners, who you got?
The Niners aren't going to be playing their people, are they?
Nope.
Yeah,
I think McVay's only beat Shanahan one time since he's been there.
I'm still taking the Rams. Puka got to play a little bit, though. He got records.
60 yards?
No, I think it's like 29. It's like 4 catches or something.
Yeah. You already said who you'd have in Dallas and Washington based off the spread, so I'm giving you the main event of Buffalo, Miami. Oh, you already said Miami, so we're good on this. Let's talk for like 2 minutes college football, man.
Okay.
Y'all see what we did, man. We did what I didn't think we would do. We beat Alabama. But there's a lot of things to address. First off, watching First Take today. Today's Wednesday, yeah. I usually avoid First Take on Wednesdays because I hate Mad Dog. But this man got on there today, and this is how you know ESPN's changed. Because one, they get Les Stephen, they do his own little show where they literally ask him anything. They be asking some
questions. Oh, yeah. Stuff. We be tweeting them joints.
Yes. But Mad Dog went on there and was like, yeah, over the weekend, man, I was doing edibles, some gummies. I said, yo, what is going on?
Oh, yeah.
But
he's been doing that all season.
Wait, one more thing before you change it. You sent the tweet after I sent it. I moved on from that since then. But can we talk about, bruh, who was it? Was it Stephen Whitlock or was it somebody else who was mad about the ad that was on Jason. The ESPN? Jason Whitlock?
Yeah, because he works for FS1, I think.
Nah, they fired him.
Oh, so is he back with ESPN? I felt like he was trying to take a shot at ESPN, but it, like, backfired.
I have Jason Whitlock, like, muted. His existence is muted on
So, basically, he was like, I was trying to look up something on ESPN, but this popped up, and it was like a porn ad. And the response was like, yo, you know it goes by what you like.
What you target. Right. And it was gay porn.
And Mila Kunis is like, retweeting, was busting out laughing at the comment of, you know this is what.
Bro, I was like, yo. So,
wait, hold on. I gotta look that up. Hold on. What?
It's in the group chat. I sent it right after Shane sent it.
And in my other
on the Twitter chat or the message?
No, messages.
All right, but I see it. Yo, that's where Buffalo Wild Wings got their tweet from.
What did they tweet? See, because like this is the biggest like
hold on.
running inside joke.
Because I saw like, Buffalo Wild Wings tweeted this, and I was like, "What the fuck? I don't get it." Oh, that's some sick shit.
Yeah, I went and pulled up mine and, in the group chat because since it was targeted, like we all was going through seeing what everybody else was going to look like. Mine was the vacation rentals of the little Verbo joints. It's like, yeah, I guess I need a vacation, so I'm normal.
And that was hilarious, though.
Other Jones was bad and shit, but yeah.
He put himself on blast.
Yeah, like, that's actually so.
Alright. So, yeah, so the Mad Dog thing. So, he went on a rant about Florida State. Mm-hmm. One, I didn't know Florida State rested, I think they said 50 players.
50?
It was like, I think it was like between 30 and 60, somewhere around that number. They sat him out, and Mad Dog was basically like, he thinks he did that to... Because he knew they were going to lose to Georgia either way. But if they sat the players out, they were like, man, we're not about to do this to, you know, if we do lose to Georgia with all our players, then we didn't deserve the spot. But, yeah, so they lose by 60. Georgia didn't, you know, everybody from Georgia played. Mm-hmm. Georgia won by 60. But then the players that didn't play at that game were the ones that made those comments. Florida State was like, we should have deserved them.
Oh, yeah. I thought I saw some controversy like that on
one. Yeah. Team. So we beat Bama. Obviously, the one, Bama's quarterback is the worst Bama quarterback they've had in our lifetime.
I didn't tune in this year, though, because I know his name.
Yeah. Our defense is legit, but what I didn't like is, I don't know if y'all saw their DN, Michigan's DN, who's from D.C. after the game, they interviewed him sitting on the field and was like, we weren't worried about Bama. We wanted Florida State. We were surprised they didn't get in. And it's like, bro, as a fan, I know I'm not a player, but yes, we were absolutely worried about Bama. When the camera was literally on y'all when they announced y'all playing Bama, and you can hear everybody gasp, like, bro. It was like, yes, I was surprised they didn't blow us out, but it's literally because they didn't have a good quarterback. But championship is set, Michigan versus Washington, which I definitely thought would be Texas. That game was insane because... This quarterback is good enough, I think his name is Quinn Edwards. He's good enough to where he's already starting, not already, but he's starting over Manning, and Manning's probably going to have to transfer now because Edwards said he's coming back.
Oh, you're talking about the Texas people, right? Yeah. Just Penix is Washington?
Yes. Okay. Penix was balling that game. Like, yeah. That was the best. I've watched like 5 full games of him this year, but that is easily the best he's ever played. Like, he was it was just deadly accurate. And then, of course, the scout's like, man, he's a better prospect than Caleb Williams. Yeah. Like, man, this man is 42 years old.
So no, please. He's a better prospect than Caleb Williams. Him, Drake May, Bo Nix, shit. All them better than Caleb Williams,
the
please.
The new quarterback, too.
Bro, what? Nigga.
But, y'all have any thoughts real quick about the college thing? About the playoffs? Obviously, it should be extended, but, like, how these games went?
No, it shouldn't be extended.
You don't think it should be? I think it should be 8. 6 or 8.
I don't want that.
Tell me why.
It's just, first of all, this is the first year, I feel like, since they've done the college football format where both games have been good. Typically, both games be blowouts or one of them be a blowout and the other one be a close game. But, like, I don't know. I just feel like, and I get the purpose of wanting to expand it, but realistically speaking, like, I mean, I don't know off the top of my head right now, but whoever was ranked 8th this year was not going to beat Michigan. Like, you know, whoever was ranked 7th wasn't going to beat Washington. Like, it just wasn't going to happen.
See, I think I agree with what you're saying, but I think if they should extend it to it's all conference champions and all major, not just, you know, the WAC and all these, but the Power 5.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's 5. Big 12, SEC. The ACC.
Well, Pac-12 not about to be a thing anymore.
Yeah. yeah, that's true. So, but yeah, I think it should be conference champions because I don't think two teams, like, Georgia and Bama should both get in because, like, Bama beat Georgia straight up when it mattered.
Mm-hmm.
And then Yeah. Shane, you had any thoughts about the playoffs this year? I know you said you didn't tap into the Bama joint.
No, I tapped it.
Oh, you said you weren't watching them this season.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Jalen Milroe.
What you, Michigan versus Washington, what you got?
We say it again?
Michigan versus Washington, what you got?
Give me Michigan, man. I'm a Wolverine.
I don't want you on my bandwagon.
My bad. But, so we, about that two, no, the overtime last play or whatever, blah, blah, blah.
From Bama?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All that was because the snap, right? Or are we just saying he...
It's a bad play call, too.
Yeah. Right?
It was definitely...
It was fourth and goal from the five. They do a quarterback dive.
I saw someone...
What's worse, that play call or Dan Campbell? Three times in a row. The first time was cool. But when you get a penalty and y'all backed up and you still went for it, I said, nah, bro.
Say what you want. That last play, that receiver was open. I don't know. That Jared Goff just threw a duck.
Yeah, for sure.
Dude was open, and they would have scored. But.
I just couldn't believe he went for it after the penalty. Like, I understand, okay, if y'all didn't get the penalty, y'all still on the two-yard line. Okay, go for
push
it.
Push that man back to the seven. Yeah.
Bro, they lined up. I'm like, no, it's no. And Parsons really jumped. I said, oh, you dummy. Yeah. Who you got for Michigan and Washington?
I got Washington just to hit on you. Honestly, no, there's not even any analysis behind it. I just want to hit on Ian, and I want to pray on Ian's downfall.
Hey, this,
you know, I got to keep the hatred going.
I appreciate that. You're consistent. That's what matters. Sure. All right, real quick, let's do some draft talk. Then you know, guess the player.
Fantasy football draft talk?
No, absolutely not.
If we talking draft just real quick. I need the Patriots to win this week. I need the Saints to beat the Falcons. Because it wasn't until this week that I learned that draft status or, like, draft tiebreakers are done based on strength of schedule and not head-to-head matchup. That's so – I don't know. That's so weird and random to me, but I'm not going to complain.
I hate the strength of schedule thing.
Yeah, it's like – but it's like that's how they determine who the worst team was. So, like, right now we have a slightly better strength of schedule, technically worse strength of schedule. Than the Patriots, so that's why we in the second position. So, need that second pick. To any GMs, any front offices watching right now, Caleb Williams is trash.
Immature.
He's immature. He's 5'7".
No
for
pocket
real.
Awareness.
You know, he's no accuracy whatsoever.
Over-emotional.
Yeah, he got a 12 IQ. Think he on the Epstein list. Like it's just it's all of that. So don't take him number one.
That's crazy. All right, but for real though. Man, for real. If you for the Bears, what would you do with that top pick? Because they're in a very tricky situation. Okay. Shane, what would you do? Would you
draft Marvin Harrison?
What?
Marvin Harrison.
I don't know what the fuck he's
said. So Marvin Harrison, Fields,
Marvin Harrison.
And DJ Moore is just future core.
Yes.
That's obviously solid.
Yes.
Question is, that's you putting full belief in Fields as the quarterback to get the job done.
Yeah.
What do you say, Brian?
I feel like they're running it back with him because they already said that they're bringing their coach back. So, if you bring an Eberflus back, who's the defensive coach, you're not going to give him another rookie receiver, a quarterback to work with. I just don't think. Even if I was running the Bears right now, I would still bring Fields back. Just because you, not even necessarily you know what you have in him, but you've seen him at his worst, and you've seen him progressing, like, as time is going on, you know. And so, I just feel like, now, the tricky thing is, it would make sense for them to draft Marvin Harrison. I feel like ideally they would trade back to something no less than like fourth overall. Because you don't want to miss out on Marvin Harrison, do you? But it's also like other teams are going to know that also. So they're not going to like give you the King's ransom that you would typically get for a number one overall pick like how they did last year. Because they also not going to trade it to somebody who's like, picking 9th or picking 10th or picking 11th to trade up that much because they don't want to be that far away from those top picks. So, I don't know. It's either,
you try to find a way to stay within that top four and trade down, because I don't think picks one or two going to be quarterbacks regardless. That's typically how things go. At three, it'll get interesting just depending on what team has that third pick. But.
So you think we should get Caleb Williams if he drops to two?
Yeah.
Over like the Notre Dame tackle?
Yeah, I'm off the Sam Howell bandwagon. And it's also like if we get the second pick, because things happen, we don't end up with the second pick. But if you get the second pick, like it's so rare you're drafting from that position, and there's clearly quarterbacks that are going to be available at that position. And you know, it's not like a situation where in 2020 we took Chase second overall, where because we had Dwayne Haskins from the year before, we weren't really sure about Haskins at that point. He was just a first round pick literally the year before. It's not the same situation now. So it's like literally you're about to fire your coach, you're about to get a new front office in there, about to get a new coach in there. Start that off with your hopeful franchise quarterback and just go from there.
The team to look out for is the Cardinals. Because I could see the Cardinals, if I'm not mistaken, they traded their pick last year to the Texans for Will Anderson, right? Is that how it went? The Texans got that pick from the Cardinals, right?
Yeah.
And I know, obviously, the Texans are good this year, so their pick that they traded this year isn't that high. But the Cardinals pick still is. And I know they want a receiver bad. They could get Brett from LSU, but I think their eyes are set on trying to get Marvin Harrison Jr. So that's just a team to look out for if that could trade up. Because I think they're top five right now, but they obviously will need to get higher than that to get Marvin Harrison. And that's all. We'll end it there because we'll have a month of draft.
Draft not till end of April.
Yeah, the combine is going to change a lot of things too. I'm sure stories will come out. Me and Mo were literally just watching Draft Day today too. It's such a hated movie. I don't know why I like the plot of it. Maybe the acting stuff, but the plot of it was really good.
Question for you. Who do you think, just off the top of your head, somebody who will benefit the most from the combine? Like, who will probably have, like, a crazy combine and then skyrocket up draft boards?
I don't even know if Calum Butler said Heisman winner himself.
That's what I'm thinking.
But I feel like Heisman did it for him already. But, nah, man, it still could, though. Because I said, this draft fit would be Atlanta. That'd be nice.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. I don't know name wise, but I'm just gonna say somebody on that USC O line has to go high. Cause this man Caleb Williams, I've only watched like two or three full games. Like, I always watch highlights, but I'm saying full games, and he has so much time back there. And could be because the Pac-12 isn't all that anyway. Like defensively, you weren't getting that pressure, but. I feel like somebody from the O-line got to go high because he has so much time, a lot of times. Yeah, like his problems weren't because he was under pressure. They were just his own fault sometimes.
Yeah, trying to do too much.
Yeah. Y'all ready for Guess the Player?
Yes, sir.
Got one player for y'all. He is no longer in the league. This is a running back. Okay. First year in the league, 897 yards, 2 touchdowns. Second year, 663, 4 touchdowns. Starts to kick it up now, 1,100, 9 touchdowns. Fourth season, 1,800, 13 touchdowns. Fifth season, 100. No, my bad. 700 yards. It was 193 attempts. 700 yards, 6 touchdowns. He picks it back up. 1,200 yards, 9 touchdowns. Ends his career with 659 yards and 6 touchdowns. Total, 7,000 yards, 49 touchdowns. Awards for y'all. Let me be specific now because TikTok caught me last time when I said Kareem Hunt got Rookie of the Year.
Oh, yeah.
This guy's a 3-time Pro Bowler, 1-time All-Pro, AP Offensive Player of the Year, and PFWA Offensive Player of the Year. He's played for 3 different teams, always wore the same number. It's just not a hard one.
What year was he drafted?
11.
Oh, shit. That's nowhere near who I thought it was. I don't even want to say that name, who I thought it was. I might say that for a guest player myself.
Shane, come on. You know how Brian is.
Yeah, I know how he is, but.
Since 2011.
The year he had 1,800 yards, he had 392 rushing attempts. That's Damn. A lot or a
little? That
nigga.
What?
That's
a little.
No.
What?
That's a lot.
Well, compared to his average, like if he has 1,800 off of like 400 attempts, that's like almost 5 yards per carry.
4.7.
So that's a little bit of a test.
No, 392 is all about it.
That's why that's versus facts.
Alright. Was he your first round pick?
No. Let me see. I don't think so. No.
Okay. Third round pick.
2011. Yeah, the only hint I can give, and Shane, I want you to be quick when I say
D'Angelo Williams.
No.
Damn.
Definitely not 392 attempts.
Because of Jonathan Stewart.
Yes. This dude. Then that year, think about that year, 392 and 1,800 yards, he was running to the ground, literally. Because after that, he had 700 yards. Think of somebody with after that year, he also left the team. He ran for 1,800, he left that team. Brian, no, never mind. But I said, were you thinking of Chris Johnson? But I would have said 2,000.
Oh, hell no.
In fact, for reference, let me see how many attempts Chris Johnson had that year.
In 2011?
No, yeah. The year he had 2,000 yards.
Yeah, I don't even think he had
392. 358.
Oh, okay. Not too far.
Damn, that was his second year in the league.
Yeah, that was great.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He has 7 straight 1,000-yard seasons. I did not know that. Can you guess where Christian Johnson went to college?
You talking to me?
I know you wouldn't get it. It's random.
Some random country shit problem.
Technically, yeah. It's Eastern Carolina.
Oh, yeah, he did. Oh, yeah, I remember that. Guess the player though.
Cedric Benson.
Jesus Christ. Why do you that's a crazy name I need to save for now a year. I'm gonna run that name up for a minute. I need to write that on the list though. That's a great name.
Yeah, the name I have, we got extra time. I might just do that one right after this.
Ryan, I'm surprised on this for you.
Jamal Charles.
No, that's a good guess though.
You said he left his original team right after that season.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, what was his name?
Ricky Williams.
That year it was 115 yards a game. Jesus.
Oh, that's
There we go. Come on, Shane.
Aaron Foster.
Damn, what's his name? Come on, Shane. He right there.
What's his name?
Come on, bro. I threw everybody out.
No, you didn't. Think of somebody that got ran into the ground after one season.
DeMarco Murray.
There it is.
Damn. All
right, I could not remember his name.
That's crazy.
Same team, same division. Shit.
You want to get one, Brian? You
yeah, because I got to do this one. This one is
Cedric Benson.
You might have even used it before.
Stop hating on Cedric Benson.
No, I'm not. I'm saying that's a crazy name to remember. I know he went to Texas. That's
a long thing. He played for the Bears and the Bengals.
Yep. Yeah. I'm saying, like, if you would name his stats, I would not get him off stats. Let me see.
It's my good man, Cedric Benson.
He had 3 straight 1,000-yard seasons.
See?
He played for Green Bay, too. That was his last team.
Damn. What? Oh, Cedric Benson. Cedric Benson.
05-12.
That way.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. All right. So this player played in the league for 9 years.
Okay.
He was on 2 teams. He's a running back.
Okay.
Obviously, because we just did running back. His yard totals for the years go 100, 335, 502, 316. 1,699.
What the fuck?
871. 1,371. 1,340. And his last year, he had 800 yards.
So he got better as he got.
His touchdowns go 0, 3, 2, 1, 17, 10, 12, 11, 10.
And you say he's not in the league?
No.
See. He is a 2-time Pro Bowler, 1-time All Pro. Wore the same number for both teams.
This is gross.
And Shane, for reference, the year he had 1,600, the year he had 1,700 yards, he had 376 attempts. Let's see. I'm trying to see if there's any.
This is random, but you know a nigga I would never get. Cool. And guess the player, if you just read his numbers, is fucking Peyton Hillis. That's the man cover dude, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, nah.
All right. Back to this. Peyton Hillis. Are both teams in the same conference?
No.
Okay.
Damn. You gotta start thinking. Dude, it wasn't really shit. Then it popped off.
Yeah, that's crazy. Did he pop off when he went to another team?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay.
His original team, he wasn't going to overpass who was there.
What you mean by, well, maybe that's too much.
But. Did you say the years? I'm just asking, like, you don't have to say him. I was asking if you did.
No.
Okay.
Well, what was his career year? How about that?
17?
No, what year was it?
That might kind of give it away.
I'll
say 2008.
Yeah, that's not giving it away. that was what, like his fifth year by then?
Yeah.
Yeah, that does not give it away.
Yeah, his original team. His original team, it was at one point, it was a loaded running back field. He was never going to play over the starter, and the other backup running back was probably more dynamic.
Damn.
Two teams.
And he's not in the league. It's an older dude, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just going to say a name just to be random, but Willie Parker.
Nope. He was a fifth round pick.
Yeah, that's pretty helpful. You said same number, too.
Mm-hmm. Any questions?
What's the running back that started over him, the main running back, what college did he go to?
The main running back that started over him?
As you say, definitely won't get him.
He's never going to play him. TCU.
Michael Turner?
Yep.
That's the guy?
Dude is LaDainius Tomlinson. That's literally the person I was thinking of. That's why I asked for college. Dude, that's crazy. It's Chargers and Falcons, right?
Yeah.
And that's what Michael Turner's the first dude I think mentioned in the league, the show. They're drafting, and he was like, I'm about to use my first pick on Michael Turner. They're like, what? Yeah, that's a tough name.
Yeah. Because it's like, he was never going to start over at LT.
I didn't know he ran for 17 with the Falcons, though. Oh, my
God. And Darren Sproles was more dynamic.
Yeah, like, for sure. Different roles. Glad that wasn't here. You would have got that.
Oh, for sure.
All right. Don't know what the guys do when the cameras aren't rolling, but we do it while the cameras are on. Pause. We name random players, man, from teams. So, hey, Shane, pay attention. Spend it now.
All right, my bad.
Let's get it.
Oh.
See who we got.
Okay. We got the Houston Texans. I think the newest franchise, technically, right?
Yeah.
I mean, like, technically, they are. I think the only... Okay, Panthers are probably the second one.
Yeah, it's the Texans.
Who want to start this one off?
I'll go.
Just tell me which
way is going. You want, I'll go next.
Then. All right,
5 seconds. Let's do five. This team a little different.
Okay. Steve Slayton.
That's crazy. Brian Cushing.
C.J. Stroud.
Pat White.
D'Amico.
Tank Dell.
Brian Cushing.
Let's go.
Got him
out. Let's go. Told you, Brian only gonna get out by suicide. It ain't gonna be. It's only gonna be self-inflicted. Damn, as soon as I said, I'm like, fuck
so
it,
y'all
said
doing
that.
Old players and stick with the current.
All right, me and Shane, let's go. JJ.
Andre Johnson.
DeAndre Hopkins.
Arian Foster.
Schultz.
Matt Schaub.
Damn, that was who I was going to pick. Osweiler.
Oh my God.
Anybody going to say the obvious one?
Two. One.
Toby Gerhardt. Sorry, no, he don't
play. So I said, did he play for them?
No.
My next was going to be Jordan Love.
Who is I was like, nobody gonna say the nasty man?
Who?
Deshaun! Oh,
I just forgot about that man.
Should have said Mechie.
That man's era in Houston was just over quick.
Yeah.
No, for real.
Brian, you wanna do another one?
Yeah. That was, yeah.
Come on. You saw that dirty man.
Brian Cushion. Oh, yeah, he's out
there. I didn't know I could do that, so eliminate them. Dang.
We should have been doing that this whole time. Yeah.
Actually, when, like, when they pop back up, I'll do it again, man. All right, we're doing one more round before we end the pod.
Is that?
We got the Lions.
Oh.
All right. So, Detroit Lions. Shane, you want to start this one? This is your old team.
Yeah. I'll start.
Let's get it. One, two, three.
Four. Five. It's like Barry Sanders.
Javi Best.
Dan Orlovsky.
David Montgomery.
Dante Culpepper.
Jahmyr Gibbs.
Dang, that's what I wanted to mess with. Sam LaPorta.
Sean Hill.
Megatron.
Oh, my God. I can't remember the dude's name.
Let's go. All right. Brian.
Eric Ebron.
Not him.
Nick Fairley.
Not him.
Oh, yeah. He was supposed to be a beast, bro.
Matt Stafford.
Mm.
Sue. Mm. Sue got drafted there, right?
Yeah. Roy Williams.
Aiden Hutchinson. That's a crazy name.
Roy Williams,
crazy.
Okuda.
Marvin Jones Jr.
That's still not the dude I'm
Golden Tate.
About.
Galladay.
Reggie Bush.
Penny Sewell.
Damn.
Yeah, I was hoping Brian said that already.
Decker, because he didn't report, allegedly.
I'm cooked.
I kept trying to focus on this wide receiver. I couldn't.
I'm cooked.
All right, I had to get it back.
Yeah, for sure. I felt bad. You got on. Think that happened 2 weeks ago, too, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I
should have said Anzalone, bro.
Who?
The middle linebacker.
I'm sure that's not his name either.
It is. It's Anzalone.
Maybe.
But that's where we're going to end off, man. Next time, it's probably going to be a playoff episode. Because this is already Wednesday, so, you know, we're going to enjoy our weekend, whatever, whatever. NBA season's heating up. Shout out, you know, Knicks and Raptors for getting a trade done. That's really it. Nothing else going on in the NBA. Embiid, what's that, 14 straight, 30-point, 10-rebound games.
Boy, dominating.
Against
Scrubs.
I think what else?
Yeah.
Nah, for real. I think what else? Any other big NBA news?
Glock Morant.
Yeah, he's back. Dunked on Wemby.
Yeah.
Anything else?
I don't think so.
Nah, it's been pretty
quiet.
Said he should win
6 man.
Yeah,
I saw
that. Anyway,
he
might win 16th
man. Well, yeah. That's where we're gonna end off, man. I appreciate y'all for, you know, dropping by. It's been a minute.
For sure.
And we'll see y'all next week on the Stouts Facts podcast. Shane, got anything for us this week?
No. No.
I think Brian already did it with the Epstein list comment, man. That was it.
I can't beat that.
Oh, and just rule of thumb, after January 7th, y'all need to keep saying Happy New Year. We don't need to be handing out the whole month.
So they got basically 2 days?
Yeah, it's not a new year at that point. Yeah, I haven't paid bills already.
Chill. Yeah, chill. You're the only one I'm late on mine. That's it, man. Catch y'all next time. We out.